This is KUT. A federal judge ruled yesterday that Texas officials could not move forward with their plans to kick Planned Parenthood out of the state's Medicaid program. The judge ruled, among other things, that the state's decision could block access to health care for vulnerable Medicaid patients. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Judge Sam Sparks ruled the state was likely violating a federal law that says Medicaid patients should have access to the health care provider of their choice. He also wrote Texas officials didn't have a sufficient enough case to justify disrupting access to care for some of Texas's most vulnerable people. Yvonne Gutierrez is the director of Planned Parenthood Texas Votes. That's Planned Parenthood's political arm. She says access to care was already an issue for many of the 11,000 Medicaid recipients Planned Parenthood served in Texas.
Medicaid patients are, you know, as we know, typically low income, typically in hard to reach areas, and, you know, don't have continuous access to health care. So impacting patients by denying them access to their provider of choice is scary.
And Judge Sparks, an appointee of President George H.W. Bush, wrote in his ruling that he wasn't convinced patients would be able to quickly and easily find another provider if Planned Parenthood was cut off. Joseph Potter, a researcher with the Texas Policy Evaluation Project, says there are a lot of reasons it wouldn't be easy to replace Planned Parenthood.
The new place may ask them to get tests. They may not have the method they're using in stock, and, you know, other things can go wrong.
Potter, who weighed in on this when the state's plans were first announced, says his research into clinic closures has found that these obstacles can be a serious barrier to effective birth control for many women.
And the likelihood is they're going to end up using less effective methods, and more of them will have unintended pregnancies.
In December, the Texas Office of the Inspector General sent a letter to Planned Parenthood. It said they found numerous violations of generally accepted standards of medical practice based on a 2015 video. That undercover video purported to show Planned Parenthood officials selling fetal tissue. A grand jury found no criminal activity, though. However, state officials have continued to pursue penalties against Planned Parenthood because of the highly edited tape. Yvonne Gutierrez with Planned Parenthood Texas Vote says the judge wasn't swayed by the tape.
I think that the judge here has spoken in regard to the validity or credibility of those videos, which there lies none.
Attorney General Ken Paxton said in a statement the ruling is disappointing and flies in the face of basic human decency. Paxton says he also plans to appeal. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.